Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and today we have a great lesson for you.
That's right. Hi, everyone. I'm Peter, and we're so glad you joined us here today. Today's topic is food.
And our title for today is Good Food. Good Food. Hey, Peter, what did we learn yesterday?
Well, Ben was having milk and French fries for lunch, but French fries are unhealthy.
French fries are very unhealthy. And today we'll talk about food groups, but let's go to our Read It First with Peter.
It is time for lunch. Alex and Rob choose a Chinese restaurant. Alex likes their noodles. Both of them like vegetables. They eat meat because their bodies need protein. Rob loves bacon for breakfast. He likes ice cream too. How does Ben get his protein? He has milk and cheese.
Thank you, Peter. Today is going to be great. We get to talk about food. Yesterday we talked about the food groups, and today we are talking about more food.
Yeah, that's great. But wait, we are only talking about food. Why not talk about eating food?
Well, that would be a little strange, Peter. All our friends want to learn English, and we need to teach.
Oh, okay. I guess that means I will have to wait until after the lesson to eat.
That's right. Peter, you'll be okay. I'm sure you'll have a lot of fun talking about bacon.
Bacon? Bacon! I love bacon. Well, let's learn about that and other keywords with Christina.
Hello, 吃午餐的时间快到了。Rob 和 Alex 要到一家中国餐厅用餐。 Alex 说他们这家的面很好吃。 Their noodles are good. 名词 noodle就是面。 因为吃面的时候一定不止一条面，而是很多的面条，所以讲到吃面的时候，通常都是用复数的 noodles. Rob 说他每一餐都会吃肉，早餐的时候会吃 bacon，培根。他说 I love bacon。早餐就是 breakfast. Rob has bacon for breakfast sometimes. Rob 说他喜欢吃冰淇淋，可是不喜欢牛奶。 I like ice cream, but not milk. 冰淇淋就是 ice cream. Ben 则表示他摄取蛋白质的方式就是吃乳酪，cheese 和喝牛奶 milk. 他说 I drink milk and eat cheese.
It's almost time for lunch, Alex. Where do you want to go for lunch?
Let's go to the sandwich shop. They have good hot sandwiches.
Henry's? No, I want a salad. I eat too much bread.
I don't like salad. I want something hot for lunch.
We can go to Fong's for Chinese food.
Sure, their noodles are always good.
Rob and Alex are going to have lunch together. They are talking about where they can go for lunch.
But wait, why are they talking about it right now?
Well, because it's almost time for lunch, Peter.
Oh, I thought it was almost time for something else.
You think it's time for something else? Like breakfast or dinner?
No, Marie, it's time for...
It's time for today's calendar phrase!
It's almost time for lunch.
It's almost time for lunch.
午餐时间快到了。It's almost time for lunch.
I'm really hungry.
It's almost time for lunch.
I'm ready to eat.
It's almost time for lunch.
I can't wait any longer.
5, 4, 3, two, one, lunchtime!
It's almost time for lunch.
It's almost time for lunch.
午餐时间快到了。
That was a fun calendar phrase. Now it's time to learn more about the sentence from Christina.
一开始 Rob 就说 It's almost time for lunch. 午餐时候快到咯。副词 almost 表示几乎或差不多，所以这个句型 It's almost time for something 在日常生活中很常用，希望你能多练习，这样才能在生活中自然地用出来。我们来一起说说看 It's almost time for school 上学的时间快到了 It's almost time for work 上班的时间快到了 It's almost time for bed上床的时间快到了 It's almost time for the show 节目开演的时间快到了
Thank you for that lesson, Christina. Well, it's almost time for lunch. I'm hungry. So Rob and Alex are going to have lunch. But where can they go?
Alex said he wants to go to the sandwich shop.The name of the sandwich shop is Henry's. Their sandwiches are really good and hot, too.
That is a good option. That is a good choice. But Rob wants to eat something with less bread. Why? Does he not like bread?
Things like bread, rice, and noodles are good, but they have a lot of starch in them.Rob wants to eat less of them.
Oh, okay. Well, do potatoes have starch too?
Potatoes do have starch in them.
Oh, okay. Well, Rob wants to eat a salad or something else. So they decide to go to a Chinese restaurant. That's okay because Alex can eat noodles.
That's right. I'm sure they will enjoy their lunch.
Hey, Marie, do you know it's almost time for something else?
I know. It's time for us to go to Conversation B.
Let's watch together.
I like the vegetables there. They're always good.
I know. I eat a lot of vegetables at Fong's.
Your body needs protein, too.
I know.I eat some meat every day, and I drink milk too.
I like ice cream, but not milk. But I also like meat. I eat it at every meal.
Even breakfast?
Sure. I love bacon.
Well, it's lunchtime.When I eat with friends and coworkers, we always need to first decide on where to eat. What is important for a restaurant to have for you, Marie?
Salads. Salads are important for me. A restaurant should be quiet so I can also talk with my friends.
Oh, those are important things. You get to eat your lettuce, too. That is very healthy. For me...The place should not be too expensive. So, you like salads. What about the soups?
Not really. I like salad, but not soup. And that is our grammar point for today. Here's Rebecca to share more about it.
Hello, friends. Here is the moment that you've been waiting for. A grammar point.If you want to tell someone that you like one thing, but you do not like something else, you can use this grammar point. I like noun, but not noun. So you could say, I like apples, but not oranges. Or, I like basketball, but not baseball. Friends, don't be afraid to use it.
Wow, thanks, Rebecca. Friends, I bet you can use this grammar point right now. I like soccer, but not hockey. I like English, but not math. Okay, now it's your turn.
I like summer, but not winter. So, Rob says, I like ice cream, but not milk. Ice cream is made from milk, but he doesn't like milk. Peter, why are they talking about milk?
Well, that is a funny question. They are talking about protein. You should always have protein in every meal. Milk has protein, but there are other things that have protein as well. Meat, cheese, and beans. These are good foods that have lots of protein. So what protein does Rob love?
Bacon. Rob loves bacon. This is a kind of meat, and it is very delicious.
Yes, it is. I love bacon. It smells great, and I love to have it for breakfast.
I want to eat some bacon now. All right, how about we take a break? We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, friends. Hey, Peter, what is your favorite breakfast?
Ooh, I love to have French toast with some maple syrup, bacon. Oh, you have to have bacon with French toast and a good cup of coffee. Oh, how about you?
That sounds really good, Peter. I really like pancakes with maple syrup, of course.
That sounds pretty good. Well, friends, we're talking about food. Let's see what happens in Conversation C.
Ben, you should eat food from all the food groups.
I do. I eat fruits, vegetables, and meat. I drink milk and eat cheese and bread, too. But there is one more food group.
There is?
Yes, the chocolate food group. I eat a serving from that group every day, too.
Chocolate is not a food group. But I eat it every day, too.
This lesson has been about food. What food do you eat in a meal?
That's right. And we are talking about eating the right things to stay healthy. You don't want to eat too much of something or too little of something.
Right. Vegetables, fruits, starches, proteins. These are food groups, and you should be eating foods from each of these groups.
Yeah. How much should we eat from each group? Well, we should have servings from each food group.
Servings? Peter, what is a serving? Well, how about we learn about it today with Christina?
台湾把食物分成六大类, 每一类的食物都是 a food group. 名词 group 是一群或是一组的意思。 结果Ben自创了一类叫做 the chocolate food group. 他真的是很喜欢吃巧克力。他说, I eat a serving from that group every day. 句子里的 a serving 就是一份或者是一人份的意思。如果你说 a serving of meat 就是一人份的肉。A serving of bread 一份面包。那如果说 she eats three servings of vegetables every day, 就表示他每天都吃三份蔬菜。
Thanks, Christina. So we should have vegetables every day. We should have more servings of vegetables than other things such as meat or dairy.
Yeah, On the back of the packages, like a bag of chips or a box of cookies, it will tell you how many servings are in that box or bag. This is an exact amount.
Yes, but we also know that at the dinner table, we serve food. You see that word there. If we ask for a serving of potatoes or chicken or something like that, you will get enough for your plate. Each time your parents give you some food, that is one serving.
Ben talks about one more kind of food group. He has this food group every day. It is the chocolate food group.
The chocolate food group? Marie, is that a real food group?
Yes, for me it is.
Oh, I see, because you just love to eat it. But actually, chocolate is not its own food group. I think bacon should have its own food group.
Oh, that would be good. And it would also be good to go to our keywords.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Noodle. Noodle. Jim likes to eat noodles for lunch.
Bacon. Bacon. Jim likes to eat bacon.
Breakfast. Breakfast. I eat breakfast at 7 o'clock a.m.
Ice cream. Ice cream. What kind of ice cream do you like?
Cheese. Cheese. I put cheese on my sandwich. Okay, friends, those are some tasty keywords, and I'm sure you can practice them at home in your kitchen. But right now, it's time to look back at our conversations. Let's watch together.
It's almost time for lunch, Alex. Where do you want to go for lunch?
Let's go to the sandwich shop. They have good hot sandwiches.
Henry's? No, I want a salad. I eat too much bread.
I don't like salad. I want something hot for lunch.
We can go to Fong's for Chinese food.
Sure, their noodles are always good.
I like the vegetables there. They're always good.
I know. I eat a lot of vegetables at Fong's.
Your body needs protein, too.
I know. I eat some meat every day, and I drink milk, too.
I like ice cream, but not milk. But I also like meat. I eat it at every meal.
Even breakfast?
Sure. I love bacon.
Ben, you should eat food from all the food groups.
I do. I eat fruits, vegetables, and meat. I drink milk and eat cheese and bread, too. But there is one more food group.
There is?
Yes, the chocolate food group. I eat a serving from that group every day, too.
Chocolate is not a food group. But I eat it every day, too.
Hooray! I'm hungry. Are you?
Well, Ginger, you're always hungry. Where's your lunch?
Well, I didn't bring my lunch today. Oh, can we go out to eat?
Okay, so what do you want?
I want a hamburger.
But...
with cheese and bacon.
Ginger, that's...
And ice cream and chocolate.
But that's not healthy. Let's have salad.
But...
and vegetables.
But...
well, that will be healthy.
But not very tasty.
I know. Oh, let's eat Chinese food.
Noodles are always good.
Noodles? What kind of noodles are there?
Well, there are all kinds of noodles.
Great! I want noodles with cheese and bacon and ice cream and chocolate and bananas.
Ginger.
Thank you for joining us today. You are always welcome to visit every day and practice with us.
We talked about a lot of food. I think we are both a little hungry. What are you going to eat for a snack?
Oh, I want something healthy. I'm going to have a salad.
I want something sweet, but I should eat something healthy too. Maybe I can have a fruit. I know. I will have a peach. That sounds great.
Oh, that does sound great. And tomorrow we can eat something less healthy because we are so healthy now.
You are so right. Well, friends, we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.